Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to This Week with Dr. T, which is our weekly news program, and we are filled with all kinds of great information for you. I want to start today by making that special announcement that I hope that all of you have already heard about, which is our new membership called Tenpenny Prime. We are making all of our podcasts now a freely forward-facing and available. Once they are launched, you will be able to find them whenever you want, but our new Prime membership, all the people that are members will get a topical white paper once a month, a recorded educational presentation, and a live expert interview on the topic of the month, just for members only. And we really hope that you will support us as a paid membership, because that will allow us to provide you so much free content and free information. If you want more information about the new membership, if you go to drtenpenny.com, hover over the podcast, or I'm sorry, over the membership tab, and there'll be a drop-down window that you can read about the benefits that you get as being a Tenpenny Prime member. Let's make this year, 2025, a year of knowledge, empowerment, and action. We thank you for your continued support. But before we get started, and I introduce you to our special guest today, a fellow osteopathic physician, Dr. Bishima Williams, we're going to take a really quick break. You won't want to miss this conversation that we're going to have about heavy metals, detox, and EMFs. We'll be right back. Zeolite is a detox spray. We work specifically with a company called Touchstone Essentials. They are an incredible company. We've been working with them now for several years. And zeolite is a mineral that goes through your body like a one-way basket. It will clean out heavy metals such as arsenic and mercury, aluminum, cadmium, and it hooks onto those metals from a one-way perspective. So once it's bound, it goes out through your urine or your stools and doesn't get redeposited in other places. Everybody needs to have a detox product in their life, and this one is so easy to use, and it's so safe. You can take it when you're pregnant, you can take it when you're nursing, you can give it to little children, you can even give it to infants, and quite frankly, I give it to my dog. I actually put a little bit of the zeolite in his water, because until we all stop living in a toxic world, we all need to get some of those extra toxicities out. The heavy metals, the persistent organic pollutants, the things that are floating through the air, the different things that we come in touch with in our environment. And we are a big fan of zeolite from Touchstone Essentials. We've been a big, big, big fan of their products for several years. Go to drtenpenny.com/detox to get your first bottle of zeolite spray for $50 off.
Well, welcome back, everyone. Dr. Bishima Williams has been practicing medicine since 2000, including Rooted Sisters, where she has been involved since 2018 and has served on the board since 2021. She's been a member of several professional organizations, including the American Osteopathic Association, the Institute for Functional Medicine, and the American College of Advancement of Medicine, that we more familiarly know as A4M, since 2018. In 2019, she founded beingfunctional.com, a blend of evidence-based modern science, specialized lab testing, nutrition, education, and lifestyle components, as well as key supplements to address the root cause of disease. Being functional patients take back control of their lives and their future. Dr. Williams has been very active in her church, as a teacher and as a fundraiser. She's additionally been involved in medical education and mission work with the Belize Mission Society in Belize since 2016. On a personal note, she met her husband Mike when attending medical school. They have two grown daughters. The family has a dog named Opal, and she enjoys walking, hiking in the area, and traveling. Dr. Bishima, welcome so much to This Week with Dr. T. It's so great to have you here this morning.
Thank you so much for having me here, Dr. T, and it's my honor to be here and share some medical information that may impact the lives of so many people.
You know, and it's really great to talk about to talk to a fellow osteopathic physician. How did you choose to become an osteopath?
I grew up in Iraq, and you know, we moved here in the 1970s. And one of the things that we had in Iraq is, well, we didn't have is a lot of doctors and access to a lot of medical care. So whenever we got sick, my mom would go into the kitchen and make something that would miraculously heal us. So I was always drawn towards natural healing, and it was the closest I could get to. It was a really interesting concept that our bodies can rebalance themselves when out of balance. So kind of going back into the sort of the Chinese medicine principles, but really also what's in the Middle East is we really when something's out of balance, we need to look within rather than look at external sources that would heal us.
Wow, that's great. Osteopathy used to be much more holistic and natural than what it is. It's sadly, I've been an osteopath for 40 years, which is embarrassing to say. Every year I went to Kirksville, Missouri, where you live in Missouri, and every year they have something called a Founders Day program, which is kind of like a class reunion where everybody kind of gets back together, and it's also a fundraiser for the college. And this year, I got this letter in the mail and said, "We're honoring your class after 40 years since you've graduated." And my eyeballs just stuck on that page. It was like, how can that be? How can so much of life have gone on since that time? And sadly, so many of the osteopathic schools have popped up everywhere, and they don't put a big focus on osteopathic manipulation, which was the founding principle of what osteopathy was all about. Do you use osteopathic manipulation in your practice?
So I used to until I went virtual. So now I can't use it. However, I definitely still use it on family members, people who I do get to touch, my husband, my kids, any family in San Diego when I go and visit, things like that. But on a regular daily basis, I don't necessarily manipulate, but I still use the holistic approach to care, which is what revolutionized my medical practice from going from a traditional family medical practice to a functional-based medical practice. It was instrumental in my ability to sort of conceptualize at an earlier period in my practice what it meant to allow the body to heal itself. And knowing that through some osteopathic manipulation, I remember watching a video with A.T. Still, who founded osteopathy, in terms of what he would do to treat pneumonia, because back then we didn't have antibiotics like we do now, and the rib pumping and all of that, and it just made so much sense to me. So yeah, while I don't get to practice with my hands much, and I'm close to 30 years into my medical practice, I've taken a different approach in terms of really educating patients, which is why we've created courses and things like that to really educate and empower patients to take control of their own health.
One of the things that you have focused on in your practice has to do with EMFs and, an EMF protection in your practices. What does EMF, we throw that term around all the time, like we say, good morning or how are you? We talk about EMFs, but what are EMFs really and what does that really stand for?
EMF is electromagnetic fields. And I started researching this after I started having some patients coming in with these odd neurological symptoms that I couldn't pinpoint the cause of. And from a functional medicine perspective, we're always looking at root cause of the problem rather than just treating the problem. So we don't treat headaches, we treat why you're having the headaches, for example. And so I started researching EMF as a potential cause because we started seeing more and more of these neurological symptoms, a lot more ADHD, a lot more headaches, dizziness, tinnitus, balance issues, all these things. And I went into the research of EMF with a non-biased view because I'm one of those people that always looks at my cup as half full, not half empty. So I couldn't conceptualize the idea of the government not protecting us in this very serious way. My research floored me in terms of the electromagnetic fields and the effects that they're having in our body. But here's the problem. Electromagnetic fields are invisible, but they're all around us. Every single thing you have plugged into your wall is creating a circular wave of energy. And that energy is affecting the energy in your cells. And this circular wave of energy, think about it, your computers, your cameras, my light. I'm just looking at my own little area here. I have a printer. I actually try to unplug everything while I'm using it. I also hardwired everything. So my computer is hardwired, so I'm not having a lot of Wi-Fi everywhere. But think about your smartphones, your smart meters, your ring bells on your in the front of your house, the cameras, all of your electronics in the kitchen. Think of your bedroom, you know, TV, lamps on the side. If you have a cooler, a bed cooler, another plug that's plugged in, your cell phone right next to your bed, plugged in, creating all these invisible electromagnetic fields. If they had a red laser light to them, you'd see red lasers everywhere in a circular form. If you have an EMF detector, you may not be able to see the EMF, but you can certainly hear it. So you can walk around your house to see where most of your EMF is located. Most of it is located around huge, you know, like your router. Your router has a huge EMF emission. And also, if you take your cell phone will have some EMF emission. But if you plug your cell phone into the wall socket, now you have a lot of EMF exposure. If you have poor connection on your cell phone, and your cell phone has to work harder to make a connection to the towers, then your EMF exposure increases. So we tell people things like, don't use your cell phone when there's just one or two bars on it. Make sure you have a lot of connectivity, a really good connection before you use it, just to decrease the EMF exposure. So biggest problem I find with EMF is that they're invisible, and that we've been tricked into thinking that non-ionizing wavelengths are safe. There's a difference between ionizing wavelengths, x-rays, ultraviolet light that can penetrate thermally into your body, and non-ionizing, which doesn't. But what the non-ionizing rays fail to discuss is the energy penetration into the cell.
So what does that cause when we get that EMF that gets penetrated into our cell? What does that do to us?
So let me just start by saying that when the FCC, which regulates EMF exposure, and the telecommunications department in the, you know, in Washington, D.C., they based their exposure limitations based on two things. One, they based it on thermal energy penetration, not electromagnetic field penetration, not energy penetration into your body, but thermal. And they made a recommendation. In fact, when you get your cell phone, you actually have to agree. There's a legal contract that says you will not hold this right next to your ear, that you will hold it, you know, a safe distance away. And that's partly because of the thermal energy, the heat going through the skull. Like, you can actually feel that going through, but they don't have recommendations for electromagnetic fields. And these recommendations were based in 1996 and have not been updated, which I was floored about. The other biggest problem is that they based this thermal energy, which was erroneous to begin with, on a model of a 220-pound man. The skull of a man is thick. The skull of a big man is even thicker. Can you imagine the skull of a baby? Can you imagine all the moms and dads who give their kids their cell phones to use while they're driving, or when they're at a restaurant, or at nighttime, or whatever? So that penetration is even deeper. What's happening at the cellular level with electromagnetic fields is that they are affecting something called the calcium, the voltage-gated calcium channels. Okay. So what's happening is these cells, which have a very specific amount of calcium going in and out based on osmolarity or based on the concentration of calcium you want inside of a cell, what's happening is these gates are opening up with EMF exposure, and a lot of calcium is entering the cell. And what happens, the end result of what happens when that happens, is you have a lot of reactive oxygen species being developed, partly because of an increase in peroxynitrate, and you're having a lot of cellular damage. You are having DNA damage. You're having cellular organelle damage, like mitochondrial damage. And the tissues that are most affected are the ones that require, to some degree, some electrical work. So primarily the neurological system and the heart. But we are seeing, you know, this is one of the studies I actually first found when I was looking into why my patients are presenting with illnesses. And this one study said, among the more commonly reported changes are sleep disturbances, insomnia, headaches, depression, fatigue, concentration, attention, memory, dizziness, irritability, weight gain, restlessness, and nausea. And these are very nonspecific symptoms, but it got my ball rolling in terms of, okay, can I find more actual data that supports this? And so, and yeah, I found a lot of data. I believe I sent you probably 20 or 30 research papers that were based on actual things that we have found. Like, for example, you know, as you know, Dr. Tempany, that a woman's reproductive system is so sensitive to stress. When we have increase in reactive oxygen species at the cellular levels, the cells don't work like they're supposed to. So what ends up happening is we start seeing infertility problems, right? When we have a lot of heavy metals, or we have a really poor diet and insulin resistance, what is affected? Our endocrine system is affected, primarily the reproductive system. So then we have issues with infertility. Likewise, EMF, that is one of the first areas we started to actually see it affected, and particularly in men, partly because their testicles are sort of outside of their body, right? And so a little more sensitive to direct contact with this EMF. Men who hold their cell phones in their pockets all the time definitely have an increase in exposure to EMF. And what we're seeing is actually the study that came out that said mobile phone use decreased the overall sperm quality by affecting the mobility, viability, and concentration of sperm. Therefore, long-term cell phone use is a factor that needs to be considered as a cause of sperm quality reduction.
Wow.
That's a big deal. Now, this is not my opinion, Dr. Tempany. This is like a fact now. We know it's affecting sperm. So do we really have to think it's not really affecting us? There's another study, or there's another report that came out in 2011. That's important because the whole point of this is there have been so many advances in technology since 1996, but there's also been, but there's been no new recommendations. In 2011, a report from the International Agency for Research on Cancer, this is a big, huge group, reviewed the published literature and categorized EMF as a possible human carcinogenic. How many of our patients know that? I guarantee you, if our patients know that, and mine do, because, you know, we educate them on this, but if our patients know this, this is why I'm so excited to be on your show, because I'm going to guess that people who are listening to you are going to do everything they can to help protect their bodies. That's the platform. And I'm hoping that this message reaches so many people, because we need to be talking about this more. We are in the middle of a huge science experiment. We don't have an N number of zero that we can now assess that has not been exposed to some degree of radiation. Even our populations that live out in the middle of nowhere, because of the number of towers and how strong the towers are, even their areas are being infiltrated with these waves.
You know, we've had other people on our show talking about this whole issue. I was looking it up to get the name right. Renette Stahlhofer from Australia. We've had her on our show several times, and she has an organization called We Are Not Sam, because of the cell phone EMF testing has been done on a dummy called Sam.
And so right.
her whole telecommunication stuff, telling people about EMFs, is based on, you know, this cell phone holding up to your ear, which I never do. And I still see people that do, but they think that they're better because now they use earbuds, you know, and the Apple earbuds have the highest amount of radiation that come off of them of any of the earbuds that are out there. And I see people like walking through, say, the airport, and they've got something up against the side of their head, and they're walking along talking on their cell phone, thinking that, well, I don't have my cell phone up to my head, but it's just as bad. And, you know, Renette, all reading from her website here, says deeply illusioned by the lack of industry regulation and safety science, which is what you're saying too. And another person that we spoke to a lot, who's a very good friend of mine, been a friend of mine for, well, at least 12 years, is from Switzerland. And he, his name's Christian Osch. And he's always been my go-to guy about EMFs before I got into this. And then I put Renette and him together. I should put you, do you know them? Are you part of that network with them?
I don't know them, but I am Sam, which Sam is the 220-pound male head, the standard ortho man size, which we have so many other, we have so much new technology now that if they want to, they can go back and redo a lot of that work and make new recommendations. But, you know, there's a study that came out from the Harvard, let me make sure I have this right, the Harvard, which is a relatively sort of, you know, liberal college, the Harvard Ethics Department, that looked at the FCC and all the guidelines and everything they're making, recommendations they're making, and they interviewed Renee Sharp, who is she is the director for the nonprofit environmental working group, who concluded there's no question that the government has been under the influence of the telecommunications industry and has concluded that the FCC is a captured agency.
They're captured agencies.
That's the world we live in. But having people that are high up like this. In fact, Dr. Devra Davis, who's one of the leading researchers in this, she actually founded a trust that sued the FCC and won.
Oh, wow.
This is recent, to make changes on their recommendations and to use better models and things like that. So the problem is they won, but they didn't put a timeline in terms of when they have to have this done by. So this is a big deal. It's getting a lot of traction, but the problem still remains, it's invisible. If I drew a picture of a house and I drew circles, red circles around where all of your EMF is, what you're going to find is a lot of the EMF kind of sort of does that, where eventually the entire house would be red. Okay. The interconnectedness of it, the exposure of it. So the best thing we can do right this moment is protect our own bodies, protect the people that we love, and educate as many people as we can.
Yeah, for sure. Why do you think that the government doesn't want to make some minor modifications? I mean, with everything that happened during COVID and, you know, determining that that jab was not a vaccine, it was a bioweapon and it poisoned all of us. Is this just part of their poisoning process with the EMF? It just seems as though, you know, Ronald Reagan said the most dangerous words in the English language are, "Hi, I'm from the government. I'm here to help you." And it seems like every time we turn around, whether it's a pharmaceutical or something with our food or big ag, big food, and now, you know, FCC and all these things with EMF, it's like they're not doing anything to protect us. And I agree with you when you say, like, you see these little babies, we just like to entertain them and to keep them shut up. We just give them a cell phone, which is so bad. And so many people keep their laptops, particularly in the summer when they're outside, on their lap, which is the worst possible place. Why is it that this has to be fought in the courts for this level of safety, just for recommendations?
They're protected. That's the bottom line. They're protected. You actually cannot sue them. Wow. Just like the vaccine world is protected. You actually cannot sue and by the way, I started my medical practice in 2000, and shortly thereafter, I saw my first autism case, and I was floored. And I was floored in terms of, wow, I have an autism child. Because back then, autism children were about one in 1700. And now if you listen to Dr. Martin Paul, P-A-L-L, there's an association with EMF exposure and autism. There's a connection. There's a connection of EMF exposure and the degree of ADD that we're seeing. Now, you've been in practice longer than I have, and you probably didn't see autism cases back then like we do now. And the number of cases has just gone up exponentially. Back then, I looked at some of the causes that I thought might be contributing. And I concluded that we're giving way too many vaccines, especially all at one time. So I created, back then, I created a delayed vaccine regimen so that we weren't vaccinating our children with 7 or 8 shots at one time, which was permissible back then.
It still is.
It still is. I'm just saying, it's like mind-blowing to me. Where's the common sense?
And now they want kids to have 6 COVID jabs by the time they're 2, when children are not susceptible to COVID, to coronavirus infection, which has been around. And if they get a coronavirus infection, the same with RSV, now that they've started the RSV vaccines, you know, historically we've known that every child and everyone, because RSV is just so prevalent, that almost every child has had an RSV infection with lifetime immunity from that infection by the age of 4. And now we want to, you know, to vaccinate them and not allow them to have that infection, even though RSV is prevalent and is out there. So what is that going to mean with things like antibody-dependent enhancement and all sorts of autoimmune diseases? Because they've actually even stopped one of the trials on one of the RSV vaccines because so many kids ended up in the hospital and many of them died. And so I agree with you. You know, we've got EMFs, we've got bad stuff in our food, we've got too many vaccines, we've got heavy metals. And you talked a little bit about, before we go to the break, let's talk just a little bit about what heavy metals in our body do when they're exposed to EMFs.
So when you have heavy metals in your body, you're actually creating a sort of an antenna effect with EMF. So you're amplifying its cellular effect.
Wow.
Cellular damage. Yeah. This is why, I mean, I love this Pure Body Extra that you guys have. You guys actually showed me this and I love it. Just a few sprays in your mouth. So easy to do. And it's good for heavy metals. So this is what we do. What we do in our practice is we try to get down to the cellular medicine. We try to create a situation where your cells are doing what they're supposed to be doing rather than being forced into it through all the technology. There was a shift in this country. This is what I concluded after. And again, I'm a very huge optimist in general in life. That's how God created me. Think the best in everyone. And there's nothing wrong with that. But there's something that happened when I just had this epiphany. That this country was based on freedom, our rights. You know, being from another country, I really appreciate this. Somewhere along the line, greed took over. And all of a sudden, pharmaceutical companies are looking at the dollar rather than truly looking at our health. And then the list of those agencies, like you said, there's a lot of captured agencies in Washington, unfortunately. They've got lobbyists that make sure that their agenda is being pushed in front of our health and wellness. And it can't all change overnight. I love what Donald Trump is doing in terms of revealing some of these things. But we have to do a better job. Our people are dying. And they think they're doing the right thing. But they're dying because it all goes back to the money trail. You have to follow the money. It is greed at the center of it all. And it really makes me so sad because this country was not founded on that.
That's true. And you know, we've got this, you know, the Bible says the love of money is the root of all evil. Not money in itself. You can do a lot of good things with money. I've long said there's no such thing as a poor philanthropist. You know, you can do a lot of good things with money. It's the love of money, which translate is in the Greek to greed. So with that, we're going to take a really quick break. Today, we're talking to Dr. Bashima Williams, a fellow osteopath, talking about EMFs, EMFs, and we're going to talk after this break in just a minute about what you can do personally to protect yourself and your family from EMFs. We'll be right back.
We also have an apparel line on our store that has just the best things. In fact, I go and shop at my own store. I mean, I really do go and buy stuff out of my own store. They have t-shirts and sweatshirts and cups and mugs and totes. We've got a great designer. We're always adding new things all the time. And either one of those two product lines, either our private label supplements, our Opti line, the white bottles with the green leaves on it, or with the apparel store, and they're two separate stores. They do not have a single shopping cart. It's like you go in one store and get your groceries, and you go to the other store and get your shoes. Well, these are two separate stores, but you can use the same affiliate code. If you use the code podcast when you go to the checkout, you can get 10% off on everything you buy every time you go to the store.
Well, welcome back, everybody. Today we are talking to Bashima Williams, Dr. Bashima Williams, a fellow osteopathic physician. Yay, go Dio. That's what I say. And what we can do to protect ourselves. You know, before this interview, you sent me, or you had me sent, a lot of products that you've created a whole product line on called Escape Zone. And we have these little beanies that they have silver linings on the inside of them as protection, and one comes as gray. And I'll tell you, these just came yesterday. And so last night, when I was preparing for our interview today, I thought I'm going to try this. And so upstairs, it's kind of like down here. I've got computers everywhere and screens and lights and all this stuff. And I have a similar setup upstairs with my computer and screens. So I thought I'll just put this on and just see what it does. I'm not going to put it on right now, but I will because I got to do a couple more interviews after this. And you know, we girl thing, you know, we don't want to get our hair too messed up.
I can put it on.
Yeah, but so last night when I put it on with this silver part, I'm telling you, it was an instantaneous change. I felt like I just had a nap. My brain woke up. I felt because I've been kind of sleepy all day because I've been really busy, and I'd actually even taken a short nap earlier. And when I put this little EMF protectant beanie on, it was like instantly I felt better. Talk about how that works. What is this silver lining on the inside of it, and how does
Silver, yeah.
To protect us from the EMFs.
The silver lining is called Faraday, which blocks EMF penetration wherever it's at. Now, ideally, you'd want to cover your whole body with this. The
Oh,
reason why we create.
isn't that part of the blanket that you sent me?
That's right. That's right. So
So
now, yeah.
on this
Now.
side, there's gray on this side, and it's just a small little wrap. So you're suggesting that I use this. Do you use it in the front to protect you from the EMFs this way? Do you use it if you're going to sleep with it? Do you sleep underneath it? What do you do with these blankets, which come on your website in various sizes? And this is
Yeah.
just a small one. So I keep interrupting you. I'm sorry. So
Oh,
talk
no,
about
you're
the products that you have. It's really good.
So a couple things. Number one, this Faraday beanie, this is how I work now. I just put this on, I cover it all the way down to my ears, and I can do whatever I need to do with patients, with obviously I'm not wearing it while I'm seeing a patient, but I do love wearing it super light, so totally comfortable to wear inside. And also comfortable is, I almost feel like I have nothing on. But this is a permanent thing right next to my computer, which is where I get a lot of my EMF exposure. And also, we have these blankets. I'm going to just show you this blanket. There's three layers of that material sewn in on the inside. We have a twin size blanket. We also have something called a lap blanket. The lap blanket also comes with a grounding plug. So you can actually plug that in so that it grounds and decreases the effects of any EMF exposure. But this blanket is great. You can cover your whole entire body with it at nighttime. So what we talk about is we should probably take a step back and think, oh my gosh, if I was listening to this for the first time, It will remind me of when I really started researching all of this EMF stuff. I could not get enough of it. I just kept reading one article after another, and it was very overwhelming. So what we want people to do is take some degree of action and just be continuous about it. You don't have to do everything all at once, but we are going to make some very specific recommendations. If we can start with the bedroom, the first thing I would tell people is get electronics all unplugged in your bedroom. Nothing should be plugged into your walls while you're sleeping there. Your cell phone should not be in your bedroom, but if it is, put it in one of those EMF sleeves that we also have. It will completely make your phone not even be detectable by the government. So it's better than putting it on airplane mode. It's better than even turning your phone off, which it can still be detected for up to 3 days, still be transmitting to towers, all that stuff. If you put it in an EMF bag, do you have one of those, Dr. Tempany?
You
one of those little tiny sleeves?
I don't have a little tiny sleeve. You sent me, let me grab this down here. You sent me,
let me grab my, yeah, I'll grab mine really quick.
I think that you sent me, one looks like a fanny pack. One looks like a fanny pack that you can, that wraps around your waist. And it's on the inside of it. This is kind of like a fanny pack. And then you sent me, is this a purse that you sent?
Yeah, it's an amazing purse. We'll get to that in just a second. I just want to help people by letting you know, start with your bedroom because you have 8 hours of decreasing significantly your EMF exposure and hopefully having cellular repair. So this is the little baggie. You just throw it in here. Your phone will not be detectable. It will also not receive any messages. So you have zero radiation. We have zero EMF here, but your alarm will still go off and you can still hear it. If you have to have your cell phone on, like my husband has to have his cell phone on because he has a brick and mortar practice and has to receive calls, we put it in our bathroom. So it's a lot of feet away and we have it, and it's not plugged in the bathroom. We plug it in elsewhere. It's charged, but not being plugged in the area. So what you want to do is increase distance away from EMF and decrease EMF exposure as much as possible. Some people will wear these beanies at nighttime, protect their head. And also they will cover up with this blanket, protect your whole body, decreasing EMF exposure. The other thing, and like I said already, unplug everything. Don't have your cell phone next to your bed. It's one of my biggest pet peeves. I'm trying to talk to as many high school and middle school kids as I can, because their brains are particularly susceptible. They do not have a 220-pound brain. They have a lot more fluid in their bodies. EMF transmission is a lot easier in that case. Distance, and then the other pet peeve I have is seeing all these high schoolers with their girls with their phones tucked right into their waistband or in the back pocket of their tight jeans. We are having direct EMF exposure. That cell phone is not a dead object. It is constantly receiving information from towers over and over and over again. So don't put it on your body, but if you have to carry it, this is why we created that crossbody. That crossbody has a pouch that actually, and this is really, I use this in a small purse pretty much whenever I travel or whenever I am in a, grocery store or whatever. It has an EMF lined pouch as well on the inside. You throw your cell phone in here, you're no longer detectable. Now, if you want to be detectable, don't use this. But if you want to not have EMF right against your chest the whole time that you're shopping, this just comfortably goes around your chest and lays flat on your body. So I really like it. And no EMF exposure on your body. Do not carry your cell phone on your body. That's a really big, big deal.
No, you mentioned earlier, you just mentioned the name in passing, Deborah Davis. I followed a lot of her work because she's a breast surgeon, and she got started with all the EMF stuff because young girls would put their cell phones inside of their bra when they would go out to jog or to exercise or thing like that. And they were developing really unusual types of cancers that instead of having most cancers are kind of like start as a lump, they would start as like cancer spicules in all of the different places. And Deborah Davis, as a breast surgeon, she was like, what is this? What is causing this really unusual pattern of cancer and in young people of this breast cancer? And she tracked it back to the EMF exposure of cell phones. And that's what got her started down that rabbit hole.
That's right. That is very true. So don't put your cell phones in your purse, and sorry, in your bras, in your waist, on your waistline, in your back pocket, all the runners I see that have their cell phones attached to their arm, you know, things like that. And going back to the ear pods, the reason why ear pods gained so much likability, because we're all smart, you know, like my 21-year-old patient said, hey, we all know EMF is bad for us, which I found we don't all know that. But in her mind, she said, we all know EMF is bad for us, but how can we live with it? I'm like, that is a great question. So this is the evolution of all of this. I actually got together with Tina and I said, Tina, we need to do something about this. And this is where these products came up, because of Tina's mindset of how we can solve problems and my passion for making this world like truly having an impact, right? You get to a point in your life where you really want to have an impact on health and wellness. But going back to the bedroom, if we can just start with that, the other key thing you want to do at nighttime is shut off that Wi-Fi. Okay. Shut your router off. You don't need it at night when you're sleeping. Okay. Just shut it off. And that alone will reduce your EMF exposure significantly. And also being mindful of distance as your friend. So knowing where most of your EMF exposure is, knowing where your smart meter is really important. The smart meters have a lot of EMF exposure. I had a friend who walked around her house to see where the EMF was the worst with her EMF meter, and found that her son's bedroom, right outside the window, was the smart meter.
Wow.
And that had a huge amount of EMF exposure. So they moved his bedroom because you can't move the smart meter. You can actually have your smart meter manually read and pay a little extra. So they shut off that transmission. In some places, you can call your company near you and find out whether or not that's something you can do. I would totally do that. We don't have that option where I live right now, but I would totally do that if you do. There are some patients that I've talked to that have actually been able to turn their smart meter off. So decreasing exposure, that's number one. Now, while you're using your electronics, if you can hardwire everything, that is ideal. Decreasing Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi is like all this magical waves in the air that are making everything work. But that same magical waves in the air is affecting your cells. So if we can decrease these magical waves in the air, then we can have one, better running instruments anyway, better connectivity, but two, decreasing your EMF exposure. Wearing your beanie while you're obviously working is a really good idea. Decreasing the number of computers on your desk. I've seen people have 3 or more computers all sprawled around their desk. Why? Try to figure it out where you can work with one computer, because just think about all the EMF exposure that you have. You're double and tripling it with more technology around you. And then also while you're using your, while you're traveling, another huge issues while people travel. If your phone is not in a case like this, then every single tower that you will be driving by will be pinging back and forth. And at any one point, you can have multiple, especially now with 5G. 5G has smaller waves, but penetrate deeper. So we have to have more of them because they don't travel as far. So now we have a lot more 5G towers that are stronger, and you're pinging and pinging and pinging. And if you are one of those multitaskers, like I personally used to be, when you get in your car, you're making 4 or 5 phone calls because you're catching up. And you've actually intentionally made a decision to catch up on these phone calls when I get in my car. You have to change your frame of thought into thinking, when I get into my car, I'm going to maybe drink a lot of water. You know, go Chiefs. I'm going to drink a lot of water. Two, I'm going to maybe do some meditation deep breaths, which stimulate your vagal nervous system, the parasympathetic nervous system, vagal tone, and decrease your sympathetic nervous system, which we're on overdrive all the time, which is what sympathetic nervous system is. We're under all these pressures and all these performance things and everything we have to do. Take the time in the car to decrease your sympathetic nervous system overtone and do some deep breaths and put your phone in something like this so you have zero transmission of tower to tower communication with this antenna with the tower. Also, if you're in a big, heavy metal object, whether it's your car, a train, an airplane, at the very least, put this on airplane mode if you don't have one of these bags, because you are going to trap the EMF in your car. So we tell people all the time, don't use your car as a catch-up time to communicate. Leave it unless something's on airplane mode and you're able to use it. Like, for example, music, you can put your phone on airplane mode and play the music. Or if you have kiddos in the car and you want them to use a cell phone because you have a 4-hour drive, and we don't blame anyone for wanting to do that, download the movie that you want them to watch before you actually go live. Downstreaming while you're in a car, one of the worst things you can do.
Wow.
A TV show and your kids are having fun watching, and it's constantly having to go from tower to tower and have that amount of energy to download and live stream that much information is particularly harmful.
Wow. Well, these are great, great products, Dr. Bashima. They're just really, really great. Where can people find them and buy them? Because I'm sure that a lot of people that are listening to this are going, I never heard of such a thing. And this, having this, you know, in my house, I'm telling you, last night I was talking to my staff. We were texting back and forth. We use Telegram to communicate for everything. And I said, because we were talking about this interview that we were going to have today. And I said, I just got the box that was supposed to come on Saturday and just came yesterday. And so I texted, because they had texted me earlier about, did you get the box of products yet? And I said, no, I didn't. So when they came, I sent a message on Telegram. I said, guess what? They just came. And then I, you know, like I told you, I used the gray one. You sent me a white one and a gray one. And there's a white one and a gray one. And I put it on and I said, I just feel like my brain just had a nap. I mean, it's just like, sort of feeling. So for people that work from home and maybe you're just on the phone or you're on Zoom calls that you can turn off the video, get one of these. It was just, and Diane said to me, she said, man, what a testimonial that is. And I said, I'm not making it up. I just, all of a sudden I felt like my eyes could see and my brain just had a nap. It was really, really good. So tell people where they can find these and where they can find these blankets. And you've got a lot of great products on your site, a lot, because yeah. I've been all over your site. I was looking at things last night. So tell people where they can find them.
So darkbags.com is where you can go to purchase any one of these products. And also, there's also escapezone.com, but darkbags.com is the site that we're promoting and we're really pushing. We've got, it's got everything on there. It's very all cumulative. Escapezone.com has a little article I wrote on top ways to avoid EMF exposure, such as some of the things we learned about today, using the airplane mode when you're giving your phone to a kid to watch something with. You know, things like that. So also, I do want to point out, I too feel the same way when I wear this, which is why, you know, I can work until 7 o'clock at night if I want to, 7 or 8 at night, my brain is still working. It goes back to the principle of reactive oxygen species.
Wow.
This is the rustability of your cells at the cellular level, how fast it's aging. The more reactive oxygen species you have, the faster your cells are going to die. Okay. Wow. That's the bottom line. And so having a bad diet, drinking a lot of alcohol, being under stress constantly, and you can add to that list EMF exposure. So the whole reason people are eating organic foods, avoiding glyphosate, exercising, sleeping, is to decrease reactive oxygen species at the cellular level. All the while, it's being ramped up by EMF. And not because people want that. It's because people just simply don't know. This is our big platform message, is we have got to get this information out there. So yes, I second what you just said. This is amazing. I don't work on my computer without it, which is why it has a nice little house right next to my computer. The other thing I love is I love the cross bag. And when I have a little bit more to carry, I carry this cute little purse, really well made, solid. It's not going to go anywhere. And it's got this bigger bag, Faraday bag in here. Throw your cell phone in there. Throw your keys. I don't know if you're seeing these antennas that are connecting to your key fobs, and people are stealing cars from that. So it's crazy. Just look it up online. It is crazy that I did not realize you could do that. But if your key fob is in your house and your BMW is outside your house parked, they can actually, through antennas, connect to the key fob, connect it to the car, and take your car.
Wow.
But they won't do it if it's in here, because there's no transmission. That little key fob that you have that automatically opens, that one's communicating to your car. So that it's amazing. It's like it knows you're there. When you get there, you can open up the car and not even have to press a button. So these are some of our most popular products, and the ones that I personally use the most. And then of course the blankets are amazing. 3 layers of Faraday, cover it all over your whole body. Whatever you can do, the same principles of why you're eating healthy, why you're sleeping, why you're exercising. Those are the same exact principles you're using in wanting to decrease EMF exposure. And that is all based on cellular medicine, cellular health. And that truly is the big idea here, is if you don't have, I mean, honestly, if you don't have your health, what's the point? And so anything you can do to decrease EMF exposure at the cellular level, we want to do, and we want to protect ourselves and our family, our loved ones, our patients, everyone.
That's just awesome. So tell people again, what is the website? What is the website where they can get a beanie and a blanket and a case? Where's the place where they can go to get these things?
Darkbags.com.
Well, that's easy enough to remember, right? So everybody should remember that, darkbags.com. And where can they find you and find out more about your practice? You said you have a virtual practice and your husband has a sticks and bricks practice. So where can they find more about your practice if people would like to be in contact with you as a virtual patient?
So I see patients in 3 states currently, Florida, Missouri, and California. And you can go to beingfunctional.com, B-E-I-N-G, functional.com. However, because we've been on so many podcasts for so many other things, not just EMF, but I do a lot of work in women's health, reproductive. We've got so many women pregnant right now because of the work that we're doing, which is just mind-boggling to me. Again, decreasing reactive oxygen species, making your cells work better naturally. This is what we're all about. And so what we created is a course called feelgoodguthealth.com. And a reason we created that course is because after about 15 years of doing this type of medicine, what I realized is if we can heal the gut and we can decrease the leaky, first of all, decreasing leaky gut, we can significantly improve your immune system, because 70% of your immune system lives right on the other side of the gut lining. So if we can improve gut, we can improve nutrition. We have about an 80% reduction in symptoms with our patients.
Wow.
Of whatever they were coming in to complain of. And so when I would go on podcasts, we would have, 30 or 40 patients reaching out, but most of them were not from the states that I practiced in. So I created these courses. So we have the Feel Good Gut Health created. We also are in the process of creating another course called Your Thrive Code that addresses things like an overstimulated nervous system and the impact that it's having on our body. It addresses all these hormone questions that my patients have that are, why did I go through menopause and all of a sudden have a belly? What is perimenopause? Does perimenopause really last 10 years? All these amazing questions that my patients have had over the past 15 years that I realize there's not a good source of information that's primarily based on not just clinical evidence and research and data, but also based on somebody who's been doing this for a long time. So I've actually been doing HRT therapy for almost 30 years, and I've always gone bioidentical. I've never done the, you know, the old hormones that were literally came from a horse's urine. Like, yes, this didn't make sense to me. Yeah. And so I didn't use it. I didn't know why back then, you know, in the late 1990s when I was a resident, and didn't understand why you would want to put that in your body. But anyway, so we've done it. We've done it in a healthy way all these years. So we take all that practical knowledge and put it into this course that should be coming out in March.
Very good. Well, this has been just incredibly enlightening. And, you know, we've had Tina on our show before, and she's talked about the cell phones and all of the satellite phones and the is it called a Bimmy? You know, all those, you know, Bivy, that's it, Bivy. And we, you know, so Tina and you, Tina's your sister, and Tina's gift, it was so wonderful to me to gift me to be able to stay at one of her condos down in Florida over Christmas. It was just a marvelous experience again. And so I feel very, very grateful, not only for this information and to get to know you, and we have so many things in common, but also for all the things that Tina has done. And you two have worked together to create these Faraday hats and Faraday blankets. And one more time, as we close out here, what is the website that you want people to go to?
Darkbags.com.
Darkbags, plural.com. So all those websites will be in the show notes. As you know, this will replay tonight at 7 o'clock, and it will be out there forever. So you can come back and listen to it whenever you want. So Dr. Bashima, it's been so great to get to know you, and I'm sure that we'll be in contact more. And this is going to be a great way to start people from safety in their bedrooms, by their computers. I can assure you, my little beanie is going to have a new home sitting next to my computer upstairs, because there are days when I'm on that computer like 15 hours a day writing and researching and doing things like that. So I want to thank you so much for that. And I want to thank everybody who's already become a Tenpenny Prime member. It's because of you and your monthly support that allows us to do all these great shows for free for you, that you support what we do, and we provide all kinds of great educational things for you. So with that, I want to close out with one of my favorite verses from the Bible. I close all my podcasts with, whether it's live or pre-recorded, which is Romans 12:12. Rejoice in hope, be patient in trouble, and be persistent in prayer. So until the next time, remember to protect yourself from EMFs. Remember to eat organic, all the different things. Use the zeolite spray that we recommend. In fact, I keep mine sitting right here by my computer to get rid of the heavy metals, so that will decrease the effects of EMFs on your bodies. So until the next time, remember to lean into God. Trust Him for everything. He will never let you down. Dr. Bashima, thank you again so much for being here with us this morning. And to everyone else, have a great week. Goodbye and God bless.
Thank you, Dr. Tenpenny.
In a time when truth is censored, one name stands out. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, the relentless seeker of knowledge and defender of freedom. Explore groundbreaking findings at drtenpenny.com. Ignite your mind with riveting podcasts, explosive articles, research-driven substacks, webinars, ebooks, and more. In an era plagued by environmental toxins and vaccine-related exposures, Dr. Tenpenny has expertly crafted a selection of safe detox protocols that facilitate profound healing at a cellular level. It's time to cleanse, rejuvenate, and restore your body vitality. With heart damage on the rise, Dr. Tenpenny introduces nationwide ECP therapy to repair hearts and achieve optimal health. Seize the opportunity and embrace the wealth of resources, information, and health recommendations awaiting you at drtenpenny.com, and become a Tenpenny podcast member to join our mission in the quest for uncensored truth, the health of our nation, and medical freedom.